Good morning, Ben Chase, filmmaker, musician, son of Providence, and speaking to us this morning from Brooklyn, New York. Ben, welcome to Rhode Island Public Radio. Thanks for taking the time to talk.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, this past week here on NPR, we've been hearing all about movies being filmed in Cuba, including the new Fast and Furious, which is claiming to be the first Hollywood blockbuster shot there since the Castro Revolution. Your movie, Sin Alas, is more of a first, according to the Facebook page anyway, the first American-directed and produced feature film shot entirely in Cuba since 59.
You know, there's a lot of people claiming to be the first to do everything in Cuba right now. We definitely are one of the first. It was a great privilege and honor to even be included in that conversation.
Now, I understand that you did this before the recent improvement in relations between the U.S. and Cuba. How did you manage that?
Well, with a little bit of luck and a little bit of cojones, you learn slowly that the embargo is actually full of all these loopholes and gray areas. You know, you go to Havana and you find out that, like, almost all the chicken you would eat at a government-run restaurant is actually imported from Louisiana. You know, there's all these loopholes in the embargo. But this is not a major commercial film. We're not trying to make money. What we're actually trying to do is show Cuba and how it really is to the American audience, if we can, you know, the best we can, and also to collaborate with Cuban artists and kind of put art out there as a way to bridge the gap between these two countries that were so close historically, but like had this strange isolation for so long. It's incredible, but it was a great project, and we just did it, basically.
So, Ben Chase, I'm a bit at a disadvantage here, not having seen the film, so can you tell us just generally a bit about it?
Sure. The movie is about an old man. It starts, and there's an old man sitting on the sidewalk selling spare parts in front of his house, which is a very common scene in Central Havana, which is the neighborhood where we shot. So there's this old guy, he opens the newspaper and reads that a once famous ballerina has just died. Then slowly but surely he's pulled into this world of memory, and you start to understand that he had a brief but very intense affair with this woman in the 60s during the kind of beginning of the revolutionary period, the utopian era. And you realize he's been kind of blocking out this memory for 40 years. Slowly it just starts coming back to him and overwhelming him. But the idea is that this man can't forget, and he is slowly overwhelmed by what he can't forget. And I thought that was like a perfect way to describe Cuba in a way, because like you can't forget. When you're in Cuba, you can't forget you're in Cuba. You can't forget the revolution. And you can't forget the history, because the history is just, like, omnipresent. So I had this basic idea, and then I started going down there and researching it and meeting people and kind of grafting on other ideas. And I met Cubans who helped me kind of flesh it out and put the meat on the story for me and you know, makes the dialogue sound realistic.
The showing in New York, was it on Wednesday night? Was that, like, the world premiere of this film?
Yes, our world theatrical premiere. We've been on the festival circuit for about a year. We premiered at the Los Angeles Film Festival and at the American Film Institute in Washington. It was great to have Senator Sheldon Whitehouse come to that screening, which was amazing. We're coming to Providence to show it, and we're also participating in a great conference at Brown called Cuba in Transitions, and then we'll be at the Cable Car. So we're doing our little mini theatrical tour. You know, this is not a super wide release, but anyone can see it on Amazon or iTunes.
And I guess it's over the weekend too, on Saturday and Sunday at the Cable Car. So Ben, what's next for you? Are you working on something else now?
I'm writing something else. Yeah, it's a little bit too early to talk about, but I'm hoping to shoot something in Providence. I'd like to turn the lens on the place that I know best, where I grew up. I'm working on a story.
Well, as we both know, you certainly have a lot of material to work with here.
Ain't that the truth?
So Ben Chase, filmmaker, writer, and director of the movie Sin Alas, at the Cable Car at 7 on Friday night. All the best, Ben, and thanks for talking to Rhode Island Public Radio.
Thanks a lot, Chuck. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.